Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined once again by Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. And it hasn't quite been a daily update from Colin, but we're back on track today. How are you today, Colin?
I'm good, thank you very much. And you?
I'm doing fine. What's the latest as far as Extract is concerned? And I suppose Lackland is still the focus of interest.
Well, you know, you say the focus of interest. Everything is going along as it would like in the other parts of the company. But of course, the Lackland fold, our bushranger race called Porphyry, has attracted a lot of attention over the last couple of 3 weeks. We've reported the end of the hole, and of course, it kicked up again. Strangely enough, you know, we went about 20 meters, and along came the chalcopyrite. And so we've got quite a few more meters out of it, and we finished it now. It's this kind of stringy sporadic, and the nature of the host rocks did change. So we haven't messed about, but now we've got this, you know, I liken it to a carrot or a cigar inclined into the ground, so one could take the inclination of the strike and we called it plunge. It doesn't really matter because what we're doing next, and we're going to start drilling tonight, Zachy. This drilling crew we've got down in Australia, they're so good it can't be true. They're really good. So the machine has been relocated. Stack of modelling gone on in sort of getting the orientation. We've learned a few things, obviously, with the plunge. And so the orientation we were going to have for the old that we talked about when we first started this drilling program, that those are the orientation that is going to change. That's been changed. I'm expecting to start drilling tonight. They're not short holes again, Zach. They're not short holes. They're 600, 700, 800 meters. In fact, again, the longer the better. And what we're doing now is we're drilling on strike, and we're drilling across the cigar, across the carrot, if you want to call it that. Of course, what's the idea of that? Well, quite simply, as if you imagine that cigar and you've got a very fine needle and run your needle down the length of the cigar, that's what we've done. We're now running across the fat cigar. We'll piece a very, very fat cigar, Winston Churchill cigar. And the idea is to drill across that to see what's the style of the mineralization, how much mineralization there is, what's the grade. And of course, to establish a resource, what's the width? How far does it go? And it was going to be a restricted program, probably 3 holes. I suspect it might be a program now of 6 holes. Time will tell, because the first hole will tell us a lot. The geologist, as I say, we've got Dr. Clinton Mills and Jeremy Reed supervising this. They've got a lot of modeling to do, and their work is extremely critical to the orientation of the hole. I guess it'll go for about 300 meters before it gets carved the strike, and, you know, before it hits the porphyry. So let's hope that their targeting is good. And they were drilling 100 meters a shot, 100 meters a day. Let's be optimistic and call that 4 days. I know that that'd be 400 meters, but that, you know, I'd get to be some slippage. So in round about Tuesday or Wednesday, we hopefully will be hitting the ore body again, but this time going right across it, see what the mineralization is, the mineralization grade, style, type, and all those good things. So we then, instead of being talking about this pin which goes down the, this long pin which goes down the center of the cigar, we're going right across the cigar. And again, you know, I've been excited all the time about how far will the cigar go. Now I'm just as excited about how fat the cigar is and what it's got inside there.
So basically, it was slightly premature, the announcement that the completion of that phase that you had earlier in the week. There is a little bit more juice to be extracted, let's say.
Yeah, you could say that, but we're getting, kind of saying to ourselves, well, where do we stop it? This mineralization keeps going as it is now. you know, we the strike holes will tell us what we want to know because we've got the orientation. And so we decided we probably ought to stop. And then, of course, the mineralization style changed to siltstone. And we went into some really nice chalco around about 0.6, like 0.5, 0.6, according to the XRF. So that was nice. And so we stuck with it again for 20, 30 meters. And then it really went into sort of sporadic, very dull rock. And I don't think, you know, I wasn't there, obviously, but you didn't need to be a geologist to know that you was out of the, you was out of those rocks, which are porphyry-type rocks. And so it was the right time to quit. Could be that the thing had beaten, but, you know, when we started off with knowledge down to 6, and we virtually doubled our knowledge base, that was a phenomenal result. Phenomenal result, Jake.
Right, and so you had your fundraise as well, which has presumably given you plenty of ammo for development and taking you right across to the end of the process.
Yes, Zach, I'm very grateful to those investors who subscribed. I hope we deliver well to them. That's always the intention. And the way that our business works, and I guess the way most businesses work, that especially the exploration business, is that success brings a demand for more cash. And when you hit what is an apparently very big system, the cash demands go up accordingly. We did have an independent consultant, a guy called Menzies, who've probably seen every porphyry business in the world. He came up and had a look at it. He's going to write a separate report and we'll publish it. But he liked it. And he reckons it's big. So we start off now. It's the follow-up now. That's how big it is. And thank you again for all those subscribers for the placing, because without that level of subscription, you couldn't give this project the attention it deserves.
And as you said, I think the information regarding the asset will come in from next week. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. I don't think we'll do dailies like we did before, probably every third day. As I say, I think there'll be between 250 to 350 metres of barren drilling before we actually intersect the margins of the porphyry. And obviously the report straight away as soon as we think we've found the margins. And then as we go along, every 2 or 3 days we'll have a picture and pictures, of course, and the news releases which tells the market exactly what sort of mineralization style it is, its grade, and what we're finding. I also intend to host a kind of 3-way match with experts. Jeremy Reed, who obviously worked for Extract, that manages about and everything on the phone, and to give the marketplace an idea just what it is, position it in Blackland Coal for one, but also position it in terms of world purpose. So there'll be a lot of sort of background stuff going on as we actually go through the artwork as well.
Okay, well, we look forward to that. Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.